Colorado is on track to set another record of COVID-19 outbreaks this week. The state health department reported 587 outbreaks Wednesday. That breaks the previous week's record for the fourth week in a row. An outbreak is defined as at least two cases linked to the same location or event. The largest outbreaks are at universities, jails, and prisons. These include CU Boulder with over 1,800 cases, including 45 new cases this week, and Colorado State University with almost 700 cases, including 112 new cases. The El Paso County Jail reported 755 cases, and the Vansice-Simonette Detention Center in Denver is reporting almost 750 cases. Boulder County is moving to tighten restrictions due to a rapid rise in COVID cases. The county health department on Wednesday moved to what's called high-risk, safer-at-home level orange. That means new restrictions for businesses and a general recommendation to avoid all social gatherings if possible. Personal gatherings are still limited to 10 people from no more than two households. Masks and social distancing are required indoors and within 6 feet of others. Businesses are now limited to 25% capacity or less, depending on the size of their space. The new rules go into effect on Friday. State data shows Boulder County reporting 312 COVID cases per 100,000 people over the last 2 weeks. Level orange restrictions kick in when there are 175 cases per 100,000. In a statement, Boulder County Public Health Executive Director Jeff Zayek called this new, more restrictive phase devastating and urged all residents to avoid social gatherings, wear a mask, practice social distancing, and wash your hands. For schools, safer at home level orange means remote, hybrid, or limited in-person learning. Boulder County Public Health supports the current models in place in the Boulder Valley and St. Vrain school districts. Longmont voters Tuesday approved two municipal ballot questions. Steve Miller reports.
Ballot questions 3C and 3D received Longmont voters' approval in Tuesday's election. 3C allows the city to issue up to $80 million in bonds to finance upgrades to its drinking water supply, treatment, storage, and distribution systems. Longmont Councilwoman Marsha Martin feels that 3C is a more economical way to do the water work by doing it now and doing it correctly, and it could possibly be a job creator. Ballot question 3D also was approved. It is a home rule charter amendment that would allow Longmont to lease city-owned property to other government, private sector, or nonprofit tenants for up to 30 years. This replaces a current 20-year city charter limit on such leases. Ballot 3D had asked Longmont voters to reconsider a lease limits extension that was originally rejected in the November 2019 election. The City Council feels that the charter change helps Longmont to compete with other Boulder County municipalities for private investments in amenities to serve the public good. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
And two private security companies are facing municipal violations in Denver in connection to the fatal shooting of a protester last month. Denver police said Wednesday that Pinkerton and Isborne Security were cited for employing or directing an unlicensed security guard. Matthew Dolloff was providing security for Channel 9 News at an October 10th protest when he shot and killed protester Lee Keltner after an altercation. According to the Denver Post, Dolloff was employed by Isborne Security, which was a subcontractor for Pinkerton Security.